The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour to us all. Happy hump day. Crudy on the road. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz in Eau Claire in Wisconsin. Big day for this swing state. Crudy on the road right now. We're going to play some of the sound for you. I didn't get to hear it all, so we're going to play it all for you. Crudy, apparently, while Walz was giving his speech, somebody passed out. Like they had, it was hot, man. They had to give him water. He took a pause in the speech for like 3 minutes, but I saw the headlines like big dad vibes or something like that regarding Walz, and you know, literally stopping and making sure that the people were taken care of. Take care of your neighbors, kind of a message, Kroot.
It was. It certainly was. And I should mention the good neighbors hosting me today. I am in the gallery here at the Oxbow Hotel in downtown Eau Claire. That is my broadcast location, Dom. And just since I've been here, I saw a stop of the presidential, well, the vice presidential motorcade, if you will, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. They stopped right outside the window of knowledge. I'm staring out at the local store, Art Apparel Books and Things. Apparently did a little shopping on the corner of Dewey and Galloway in downtown Eau Claire. It was a mess down here for about 10 or 15 minutes as they departed the motorcade and they did a little shopping, and some surly Secret Service guys were telling me to move on down the sidewalk.
Of course they were.
They had moved on down the road, both the vice president and her nominee for vice president. They are on to Motown, as we mentioned before. They got another rally, Dom, but for those that were working hard today, and I feel like I'm amongst them, Dom, we should play the sound of this rally went off, this speech, about 2 o'clock this afternoon, approximately. But we've got the VP nominee, Tim Walz, went first today, about 15,000 at this rally site. It was at the Country Jams and the parking lot. It was muddy. We'll talk about that later. Let's play the speech. Tim Walz, Coach Walz. The first speech in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, he even says it right. Play it for the people, Rich.
Wow. Wow. Hello, Eau Claire. Isn't it good to have a candidate who can pronounce the name correctly? So, wow. Les, thank you. Thank you for the introduction. More importantly, thank you for articulating what we know it means to live out here in the Midwest. Care for your neighbors. Kindness. I want to acknowledge a few people today. Somebody who I have to tell you might be the kindest human being I have ever met, your governor, Tony Evers. A dear friend of mine who I had a chance to serve with in the House of Representatives, an incredible senator, Tammy Baldwin. The people's lawyer, your attorney general, Josh Call. And someone who knows education is the foundation of everything, State Superintendent Jill Underley. All the state and local officials are here, but I want to say that putting a personal privilege on this, I got a bunch of my family down here in the front, so say thank you. A couple of them are Badgers too, by the way. So, and a real special thank you to everybody here. Looking out across here, look, you're busy people. You got things to do. It's a summer day. You had to walk 2 miles. I had nothing to do with that, by the way, nothing. So, but you came here for one beautiful, simple reason. You love this country and this democracy. I couldn't be prouder to be on this ticket to help make Kamala Harris the next president of the United States. You know it. Vice President Harris is on the side of the American people. She took on predators, fraudsters, transnational gang members. She stood up against powerful corporate interests, and she never hesitated, not once, to reach across the aisle if it improved people's lives. Being a Midwesterner too, I know a little something about commitment to people. I was born in a small town in Nebraska where community meant everything. My mom and dad taught me to show generosity to my neighbors and work for a common good. At 17, I joined the Army National Guard. For 24 years, I proudly wore the uniform of this nation. And that service, just as it did for my dad, a Korean War era veteran, and millions of others, I got the GI Bill and it gave me a shot at a college education. My dad was a teacher. My siblings were all teachers. And three of them married teachers. It's noble work. I had the privilege of teaching public school, social studies, and coaching football for 20 years. And for all you Packer and Badgers fan, yeah, we did win a state championship, so it's what we do. But it was my students who encouraged me to run for office. I never thought that much about it, but they saw in me what I was hoping to instill in them. This idea of a commitment to a better world, a common good, a belief that one single person can actually make a difference. I lived in a red district, but my neighbors were kind enough and graced me with the opportunity to go to the United States House of Representatives for 12 years to represent them. I learned how to compromise without compromising my values. And as governor of the great state of Minnesota, I brought all that experience. Okay. Are there Minnesotans in the house today? Bringing that experience to tackling the challenges that we're facing our state. We don't shy away from challenges, but I'll tell you what, Donald Trump, he sees the world differently than we see it. He has no understanding of service, because he's too busy servicing himself. Again and again and again. Again and again and again. This guy weakens our country to strengthen his own hands. He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division amongst the people. And that's to say nothing of the job he did as president. He froze in the face of COVID, and it cost people's lives. He drove the economy into the ground. And make no mistake about it, violent crime was up when Donald Trump was president. Those of you who are a little older know this. Older Republicans used to talk about freedom. These guys today, it turns out that freedom to them means government should be free to invade your exam room with your doctor. Now look, we're pretty neighborly with Wisconsin. We get our friendly battles, but in Minnesota, just like in Wisconsin, we respect our neighbors and the personal choices they make. Even if we wouldn't make the same choices for ourselves, because we know there's a golden rule. Mind your own damn business. Mind your own damn business. I don't need you telling me about our health care. I don't need you telling us who we love. And I sure the hell don't need you telling us what books we're going to read. And there's a very personal one for me, and that includes IVF. Some of you might have heard this. This is very personal for my wife and I. When Gwen and I decided to have children, we went through years of fertility treatments. And I remember each night praying that the call was going to come and it was going to be good news. The phone would ring, tenseness in my stomach, and then the agony when you heard the treatments hadn't worked. So it wasn't by chance that when we welcomed our first child, our beautiful daughter, we named her Hope. When Vice President Harris and I and everyone here talks about freedom, we mean the freedom to make your own healthcare decisions. And for all of our little ones to be free to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in their classroom.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Pardon me. Replay of Tim Walz today in Eau Claire. The Mind Your Own Damn Business tour. I'm liking this. We're going to go to a break. We'll come back and play more of Tim Walz. We'll get some of your reaction from the governor of the great state of Minnesota. You know, trespassing over here in Wisconsin. But, you know, it's not football season yet. We're down. We love it. We love the love. We love the joy. We love what he has to say. We don't need you telling us or telling me about our health care. Don't need you telling me who we love. And we certainly don't need you telling me what books we can read. Folks, we're going to tell you. You need to stick around. More Devil's Advocates. More Tim Walz on the other side. Plus your calls, your observations. 844-967-2789.
Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We are playing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz from his speech today in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, introducing Vice President Kamala Harris, introducing himself to the great state of Wisconsin. We're going to play a little bit more of that. As mentioned, he did stop that speech because apparently somebody fell ill in the audience. He paused for like 3 or 4 minutes trying to make sure everyone was all right. apparently it went over very well on the interwebs. Crudy, any comments so far?
No, I thought he did a fine job. I thought it was unfortunate that the momentum was lost a little bit. I know how that feels today. But anyway, back to the speechifying. I drove all the way to Eau Claire to hear the man. Let's let those that were working hard today hear the rest of Governor Tim Walz's speech, and then stick around because we'll play the speech of VP Kamala Harris in Eau Claire as well at 5:30. But Rich, played for the people. Tim Walz, Coach Walz.
Thank you all for helping. Grateful. Thank you. Thank you all. Take care of one another on this. This is why we gather. Look, it's hot. It is hot. I'll come again. They've got folks here. We'll make sure we're okay. But I have to tell you all again, in all seriousness, to come and gather like this, to talk about our freedoms, the ability to talk about what could be good. And I have to say, this idea of caring for our neighbor and kindness and a hand up when somebody needs it, or just the sense of that people go through things and to be able to be there when they need it, that's who we are. It's not about mocking. It's not name callings. And you see it amongst them. Yay. Thank you all. They do. Thank you all. We're okay. We have someone down. They're treating him. They're getting him some water, and it's good. He's going to get up. You guys need some water, too? We'll ask him. Teddy, can you see if they have some more water?
Bring it down.
That'd be great. Take care of your neighbors.
Talk about killing it. But I do appreciate the fact that it's a campaign speech, right? You got to introduce yourself. You got something to say. You got the teleprompters up. You're going through it. And then now you have a real situation of someone all of a sudden passing out, not feeling good. And he stops. He's human about it, man. He talks about it. He relates to it. You know what I'm saying? These are things that, you know, some people think Donald Trump can't do that on the fly. What did he say? Hey, you know, see someone throwing a tomato, knock the hell out of them. I'll pay for your attorney fees. That's what we get from the other side. 844-967-2789. Cam, you've been patient. Thank you, sir. What do you got for us?
Okay. Dom, I'm actually really excited to bring this to your attention. But I also might ruin Tim Walz for you.
okay, go ahead.
Not that I directly want to go do that, but I don't know if he'll be able to unhear this once I point it out. Does he sound like anyone specifically to you?
Nothing that struck me, no.
How about Mr. Garrison from South Park?
I mean, I'd have to listen to more, but no. Mr. Garrison from South Park? I mean, that's
yeah,
you think Tim Walz sounds like Mr. Garrison from South Park? Like
absolutely.
What? Like just the tone, the tenor, the things he says, in what regard?
Not the things that he says. Absolutely not. No, he's like if Garrison was like actually a good person, but the sound wise, he definitely sounds like Garrison. It's like the accent and everything that he has going on. It sounds so much.
I don't
like
hear him saying the okay, Cam, come on, man.
No, that's the therapist.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're talking about the teacher with the puppet. Yes. Gotcha. I'm sorry. I got my cartoon characters mixed up there, Cam.
That's okay.
So does that make him more or less attractive, appealing to you, Cam?
I'm biased, but it's more entertaining and easier to listen to, which it shouldn't be, but it is what it is.
Now that you've said it, I'm going to have to listen again. Thank you for the observation. I'll probably never get that out of my head. What do you think, Crudy? Mr. Garrison, Trey, and the boys from South Park.
Take it back. I don't believe it for a minute. There's no real there's no real resemblance there. No. I reject it. I reject that analogy.
Thank you for the call, Cam. We appreciate it. Crudy disagrees. I am open-minded enough. I will go back and listen to some of that. And again, we paused that because someone fell ill in the crowd, man. The guy stopped his speechifying to make sure and reinforce. Again, I think these are important things. These are, you know, when these kind of things happen, does it show the character of the person? Did this ramble through their speech or did he do what he could? You know, I mean, he didn't jump off the stage, but he certainly directed people. He paused it, paid attention to it, and then related to people. This is something that the right has a hard time doing. What the megas have a hard time doing is relating to people. I just think it's although it certainly doesn't come across great on the radio, I think it is a fantastic representation of the humanity and that the Republicans are certainly lacking these days.
The only issue I took, and I was there, Dom, the only issue I took, because obviously you want to give aid and comfort where necessary, but that was happening with or without the candidate stopping the speech. And so once the care was being rendered, start the speech up, man. I'm on a deadline here, Governor Walz, coach. You know, it's time to get back in the ball game, coach, because everybody else, the 50,000, the rest of us, we're cooking like raisins in the sun here, sir. It's not getting any shorter if you don't talk.
It's hot. It's hot. Tim Walz, governor from Minnesota in Wisconsin. Come back with us, 844-967-2789. Vice President Kamala Harris, she will speak to Wisconsin next on the other side. Join us.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy hump day to us all. Vice President Kamala Harris swinging through the great state of Wisconsin. Eau Claire today, Crudy was boots on the ground. 12 to 15,000, according to Crudy, out there to see Kamala Harris in the bright Wisconsin summertime sun. Crudy, before we start playing, Kamala Harris, any thoughts up to this point?
It was hot. Damn hot. People burning out there in the sun. Hotter than expected. I would have ventured in the low 80s. Occasional breezes, but I'm telling you, man, with all those people jammed into the country fest jam festival grounds, it was roasting out there. And A lot of people were joyous, but some people were passing out. And there was a number of people that had first aid administered to them. We obviously heard the interruption in Tim Walz's speech. But once Kamala Harris got it rolling, that crowd was rolling with her, Dom. And it was large, it was boisterous, and it was sunburned.
Sunburned. Crew, you look a little red yourself. Well, Rich, let's get to it. The vice president, the presidential candidate for this cycle, she starts speaking in Wisconsin today. Let's play it for the people, Rich.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. Always good to be back. Good afternoon, everybody. Can we hear it for Tim Walz? Oh, I'm so happy to be running with him, let me tell you. So let me start by thanking Les, your words, your leadership, your voice. It's so important. Les, thank you for everything you are and everything you do for our country. And it is good to be with so many incredible leaders, including the most magnificent, wonderful Governor Tony Evers. Every time I come to Wisconsin, Tony meets me on the tarmac. He's such an incredible human being. I want to thank Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, Chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, and my dear, dear friend, Senator Tammy Baldwin. I served with Tammy when I was in the United States Senate, and I'm going to tell you, she was always, always, always fighting for the people of this state. And in November, we are going to re-elect her to the United States Senate. And please give it up one more time for Wisconsin's own Bon Iver. It's a good afternoon. It's a good afternoon. And let me say, I also want to just, I want to bring greetings from our incredible President Joe Biden. He loves Wisconsin. He loves Wisconsin. And I know we are all deeply grateful for his lifetime of service to our nation and for all he continues to do. That's right. I'm going to tell them what you said. So, Wisconsin, this has been a big week. On Monday, I officially became the Democratic nominee for President of the United States. And yesterday, I announced my running mate in this campaign, Governor Tim Walz. And as you just heard and the Minnesotans here know, Tim has an incredible record as governor of the great state of Minnesota. And to those who know him best, Tim is more than a governor. To his wife, Gwen, he is a husband. To his kids, Hope and Gus, he is dad. To his fellow veterans, he is Sergeant Major Walz. To the people of southern Minnesota for 12 years, he was a congressman. To his former high school students, he was Mr. Walz. And to his former high school football players, he was coach. Coach. And in 90 days, the nation will know Coach Walz by a new title, Vice President of the United States of America. Oh, it really is good to be back in Wisconsin. So listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win. We are going to win. And I've been here many times, as you all know, recently and even before. And many of you know then, before I was elected Vice President, before I was elected United States Senator, I was an elected Attorney General, and before that, an elected District Attorney. And before that, I was a courtroom prosecutor. So in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women, fraudsters who ripped off consumers, scammers who broke the rules for personal gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's tight. I know his tight. In fact, I've been dealing with people like him my whole career. For example, as Attorney General of California, well, hold on, you know what? The courts are going to handle that part of it. What we're going to do is beat them in November. So I'll tell you, as Attorney General, I took on one of our country's largest for-profit colleges that scammed students. Well, Donald Trump ran a for-profit college that scammed students. As a prosecutor, I specialized in cases of sexual abuse. Well, Donald Trump was found liable for committing sexual abuse. As Attorney General, I held the big Wall Street banks accountable for fraud. Yeah. Well, Donald Trump was just found guilty of fraud. 34 counts. So in this campaign, I'll tell you, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. Any day of the week. But let's make no mistake, this campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. It's about two very different visions for our nation. Two very different visions. One, for us, focused on the future. The other, focused on the past. And Wisconsin, we here, we fight for the future. We fight for a future where every worker has the freedom to join a union. Future where every senior can retire with dignity. Yeah. A future where we build a broad-based economy and one where every American has the opportunity to own a home, to start a business, to build wealth. Yeah. And understand, in this fight, as Tim Walz likes to point out, we are joyful warriors. Yeah. Joyful warriors. Because we know that while fighting for a brighter future may be hard work, hard work is good work. Hard work is good work. And so, we will continue to fight for affordable housing, for affordable health care, affordable child care, and paid leave. We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so that they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. Because while our economy is doing well by many measures, prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it. You know, when I was Attorney General, I went after price-fixing schemes. And when I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices. I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging. I will take on corporate landlords that unfairly raise rents on working families. I will take on Big Pharma and cap the cost of prescription drugs for all Americans and continue to bring manufacturing jobs back to America and back to communities like Eau Claire. So all this is to say, strengthening our economy and building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. Because you see, Coach Walz and I know, when America's middle class is strong, America is strong. And as we work to move our nation forward, Donald Trump intends to take our nation backward. There is so much evidence of that point. There really is. But look at most recently, Project 2025 in that agenda. Project 2025, you know, if you have some time to take a look at it, I'm telling you, it is a plan to weaken the middle class. It is a plan to weaken the middle class. If he is elected, Donald Trump intends to give tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations. He intends to cut Social Security and Medicare. He intends to surrender our fight against the climate crisis, and he intends to end the Affordable Care Act. And because we all remember, what it was like before the Affordable Care Act, we understand what that means. That's about taking us back to a time when insurance companies had the power to deny people with pre-existing conditions. You remember that? What that was like when we're not going back. We are not going back. We are not going back. But in order to
folks who are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, Kamala Harris in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We are not going back, but we are going to break, and we will be back for one final segment and the conclusion of Vice President Kamala Harris's speech in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Come back with us.
And we cannot go back. Ours has to be a fight for the future and a fight for freedom. A fight for freedom. Across our nation, we have been witnessing a full-on assault against hard-fought, hard-won freedoms and rights. The freedom to vote, the freedom to be safe from.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, bringing you the conclusion. Vice President Kamala Harris in Eau Claire, Wisconsin today. Rich, play it for the people, please.
On the line. And compounded with everything else that we knew was on the line, think about the fact that last month, the United States Supreme Court basically told the former president, who has been convicted of fraud, that going forward, he will be immune no matter what he does in the White House. Think about what that means and the changed circumstances since 16620 when you think about what that court decision means. Donald Trump has openly vowed if reelected, he will be a dictator on day one. That he would weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies. That he would round up peaceful protesters and throw them out of our country. And even, quote, terminate the United States Constitution. So let us be clear, let us be clear. Someone who suggests we should terminate the Constitution of the United States should never again have a chance to stand behind the seal of the President of the United States. So basically, I think it all comes down to this. We're all here because we love our country. We love our country. We love our country. And I do believe it is the highest form of patriotism to fight for the ideals of our country. And that's how we preserve the promise of America. Because after all, the promise of America is what makes it possible, by the way, for Governor Waltz and me to stand on this stage today. Just think about it. Two middle-class kids, one a daughter of Oakland, California, who was raised by a working mother and had a summer job at McDonald's. The other, a son of the Nebraska Plains who grew up working on a farm. Think about that. Only in America is it possible for them together to make it all the way together to the White House. Only in America. Only in America. So this is a fight to make real the promise of America for every person in our nation. And also, I'll tell you, and I promise you, our campaign's going to reach out to everyone, from red states, from blue states, from the heartland to the coast. We are running a campaign on behalf of all Americans. And We will govern on behalf of all Americans. Because Coach Walls and I know, and we're clear about this, unlike the other side, we work for you. We work for you, the American people, and we will always fight for you, for your family, for your freedoms, and for your future. So Wisconsin, ultimately, this election is about a question that we each face. We each face a question in this election, and that is, what kind of country do we want to live in? Do we want to live in a country of freedom, of compassion, of rule of law, or a country of chaos, fear, and hate? And the beauty of our democracy is we each have the power individually and collectively. We each have the power in a democracy to answer that question. The power is with the people. The power is with the people. So in the next 90 days, we need you to use your power. We need you to knock on doors. We need you to register folks to vote. We need you to energize and organize and mobilize and make your voices heard. And I'll tell you, about an hour ago after I landed on Air Force Two, I met a collection of young leaders from Girl Scout Troop 3307. Oh, they were spectacular. Oh, they were spectacular. None of them taller than 3 feet. They were spectacular. And one of those young leaders had a shirt on that said, "You are powerful and your voice matters." Right? From the mouths of babes, they're telling us. And so let's remember that. Let's remember our power. Let's remember our voice matters. And with that, then I ask, are you ready to make your voices heard? Do we believe in freedom? Do we believe in opportunity? Do we believe in the promise of America? And are we ready to fight for it? And when we fight, we win. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Kamala Harris, including her speech in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, earlier this afternoon. What kind of country do you want to live in? Crudy, final thoughts for the day.
15,000 ravenous Democrats. They were cooking in the sun, but they were boisterous. They were excited. Biggest campaign rally of the cycle so far for the Dems. Thank you, Charles Franklin. Thank you. Rebecca Cook will bring you the sound of my interview with her tomorrow. Dom, enjoy your time off. Rich,